Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Twins start a three-game series with Pittsburgh tonight at Target Field. It's the last series before the All-Star break, and tonight's pitching matchup will feature two All-Stars, Joe Ryan for the Twins and Paul Skeens for the Pirates. Yesterday, the Twins lost to the Cubs 8-1 at Target Field. Chris Paddock got hit hard, giving up 6 runs on 11 hits in 5 innings pitched. Paddock on positives going into the second half.
I'm at 100 innings for the first time in my career before the All-Star break. I'm healthy. Have some things that I need to sharpen up for sure. Got to find the swing and miss. I want to get some better strikeout numbers the second half. So going to enjoy going back home for a couple days, see the cows, see the family, and get ready for the second half.
The Twins are 45-48, 4 games back of the final wild card spot in the American League. The Minnesota Lynx got back on the winning track on Thursday with a 91-82 win at L.A. This was the second game of a back-to-back out west as the Lynx lost to Phoenix on Wednesday. Nafisa Collier on the recent schedule for the Lynx, including 5 games since July 3rd and back-to-back games at Phoenix and L.A.
But you can't control that right now. So we have to take what's given. You know, Coach said this too, but no one's going to put an asterisk by any of our losses because we had 4 games in 7 days. Like, no one cares at the end of the day, especially when you're at the top. You know, people just want you to lose. It doesn't matter why you lost. And so I think our team does a really great job of staying together and making the main thing, which is winning games.
The Lynx are at Chicago tomorrow. The St. Paul Saints will host the Iowa Cubs tonight in the 4th game of a 6-game series at CHS Field. The Saints have won the first 3 games, including a 2-1 win last night. And Minnesota United plays San Jose tomorrow. This is MNN.